The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is, December 10th, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. It is Monday, too, by the way, just in case you needed to know. I get lost sometimes on those days as well. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. I'd like to check out my Facebook. It's Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on Facebook. If you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account, it's BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. If you'd like to be a part of the show today, phones are accessible, 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And Mr. Other Guy is going to tell you why that is.
It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. We just got off a week here of touring in the state of Michigan, and many of you are listening through that week. But I've got so many Facebook posts and people commenting on there that I can't share them all because I don't want it to sound redundant. But similar comments such as, great job last night at the Tea Party event. Keep preaching the truth. Thank you for sharing this evening. Tonight was the best. What an amazing opportunity we had to hear Bradley speak. The Oceana Tea Party tonight. Thank you so much for the first encouragement we have experienced since the election. And folks, that's the theme. Christ brings light. His light is never put out by darkness. And that's what happened all week long in the state of Michigan. Some of those events included Plainwell Patriots. On Monday, on Tuesday, we're at the Ottawa County Patriots.
That one was cool. They were all cool to me, but Ottawa was very cool because it's just overly jam-packed.
You know, and speaking
of that,
I've got a referral here. And many of you listening, maybe a Tea Party group leader, you may be a church leader, a leader of some sort that has a group, and you're thinking about, how do I get a speaker for my next thing? How do I keep my people engaged, etc.? Well, this is from that Ottawa County, the one that Bradley was
talking. Well, I think it's important,
about.
Too, to interject real quick, Jake. We're not looking for dates. Dates are looking for us.
That's right.
And so we do pick and choose, and we just want to make sure it's going to be worth your time as well as our time in the process. And we just knocked it out of the park in Michigan, and we thank God for that.
That's right. Mm-hmm. This is our second time going back to that. This is a referral from the Ottawa County Patriots, Jim Chiodo, who's the president. And this is what you can experience when you bring the Sons of Liberty to an event in your community. Bradley spoke at the meeting at Ottawa County Patriots. Despite a change of date from our regular meeting schedule, this was a special meeting too, folks. We had a record turnout. He did a great job of bringing together the thoughts of our founding fathers and reinforced for our members what those men and women died for. Bradley's common sense message rang true, requiring him to pause times repeated for applause. I have heard him speak on several occasions, and I listen to the Sons of Liberty radio broadcast. He never fails to light my fire with a different aspect relating to personal freedoms and offer solid logic of a strong moral argument on every issue. His message is for everyone, regardless of age. I was glad we had so many younger people in addition to our normal older members. Not one person went away disappointed. Speaking of going away, Bradley continued to speak beyond our normal end-of-meeting time. Those deadlines. Not one person got up to leave. At the end, they did get up, but not to leave. Rather to applaud in a show of appreciation.
No, yeah. I don't like that. You know, when you get those standing ovations, I'm not saying I don't like that because it's rude to say I don't like that.
Yeah.
I'm just simply saying that standing ovation stuff belongs to the Lord the veterans, not me.
Had Bradley wanted to leave at that point, it would have been difficult as so many rushed to speak with him individually. Now, it's kind of awkward.
You know what the number one response to me is every single time we do an event? And it's not just, it's everything we've done in the past. This is the Holy Ghost, friends. We're called to be ministers of the flames of fire. And John Wesley rightly said, I set myself a flame in the morning. I set myself on fire so the world can watch me burn. It's interesting he would use those words.
Yeah.
But the number one response is I wish I knew this was coming because I would have brought my family along with me.
Yeah.
Every single time.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you even look at this event when he said that they had a record attendance because you came. So certain people.
Yeah, I hope the politician didn't think it was for him.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I wish he would have stayed a couple more minutes because I wanted to pull him out on the rug on a couple issues, but he bailed.
That's our job. And that's the Tea Party's job, too, to stay true to those principles.
Yeah.
If you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, I actually just edited a snippet from Bradley speaking at that particular event. You can see what it's like firsthand in these meetings and in these rooms.
Yeah, we have
encourage you to be a part.
Yeah, we even have people texting us and saying, hey, I'd like to see this stuff live.
Yep.
Well, so would we, but we need the support.
You got it.
We had a guy over at the office a couple months back. Well, it was about a month, month and a half, whatever the case might be. And he said that he was in Vietnam, and we told him thank you for his service. And he said, yeah, I used to have to run gas to the helicopters. And he said one infantryman came over to him and said, hey, what did you do when you're in Vietnam? He said, I actually ran gas to the helicopters. And the infantryman didn't like that. He thought, well, that was kind of squirmish out of his duty or trying to get out of his duty to serve in the war along with him, this infantryman. And the man said to him, well, did you have air cover? And the infantryman said, yes, I had air cover. He said, well, I was the one that brought that helicopter gas. Friends, we need the gas. We need the finances so we can continuously give you air cover. And we need you to understand that this is a great place to do it. We're not begging for money. We never do that. Matter of fact, if you can go back onto all the podcasts and ask how many times I've ever asked, it doesn't happen very often. But we need the help. The more help we get, the more we come together, the more we're going to win the day. And the only thing I'm asking you to do is look at the fruit on this ministry. That's all I'm asking for. Don't listen to a thing I say. Just look at who we are.
That's right. As a matter of fact, if you donate $100 today, and many of you have taken advantage of this, you get a free silver dollar from our friends at Midas Resources. So we're in this to give back to America, folks.
Yeah, Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back after this break.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I would say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
This is John Elefante from a band called Kansas. In 1980, he got saved. He's a Christian. Goes back into the band Kansas and starts singing this. Listen to these lyrics. That back in the 80s, towards the, I think it was the end of the 80s, that song came out. It was the only song I ever liked by Kansas. I know a lot of the Burnt Hippies like all that old stuff.
Yeah,
you know, Foreigner, rock. Kansas, Moody Blues, all that other stuff. I was just a little kid then. I couldn't stand all that older stuff. But this song, when they got this singer in here, he started to rock the boat there. And I'm talking about rocking it up big time, and it was a good thing. But John Elefante is a Christian, and that was him right there with Kansas. So for those that didn't know that Kansas took on John Elefante, who just happens to be a Christian, there's an anointing all over it. And God only anoints that which is truth and bears witness to it by his Holy Ghost. Amen. Real quick, Jake, were you done proving your point?
Yep, we're done. I have one more, though, that okay. I wanted to write because somebody, we actually went into a college not too long ago, and as an alumnus, this is somebody who commented on our Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, as an alumnus and former member of the faculty at this particular university, and recipient of the Faculty Member of the Year. Because we have this thought that, oh, well, all college professors are liberal, they're all socialists, they're all blah, blah, blah. No, there's men and women that are standing. He wrote this, I offer my sincere apology so much for encouraging open-mindedness and diversity of thought. Hypocrites. Because one of the professors actually offered extra credit to his students to come protest when Bradley was there, and all he ended up doing was bringing a bigger crowd, so we thank him for that. But notice that this particular man was the Faculty Member of the Year.
So oh, you're talking? Are you talking about St. Cloud?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. This is what the little bloggers just happened to overlook. Wasn't it? Yeah, the referrals that we got from the professors there, They just happened to overlook that. Just like the reporter just happened to overlook listening to the message. He takes pictures, prints his story, doesn't ask us one question, friends. Not one.
He was outside in the lobby while you were speaking.
Totally.
You know, it's so easy to think, well, every public school teacher is terrible. Every college professor is terrible. No, that's not even the truth. These are little minority people that scream the loudest. As a matter of fact...
Well, that's what you're dealing with in America today, is the minority,
exactly.
Hands down.
Less than 1% of the schools that we did we have any issues with faculty or principals. They were all awesome, awesome people that are right on side with us. What people need, though, is courage and a leader to stand, because they will follow. And this is a good example of one of those professors that did just that.
Yeah, that was awesome. And I seen the referrals that you guys did on audio, the video. I thought that was great.
Yep.
That surprised me. But I didn't even know that we had... We had Muslims in there. We had professors in there. Even the kid that protested me, he came in there.
Yep.
And I stopped and asked him, we're talking about St. Cloud University we did last spring. And I asked him, I said, so what gives? What are you doing in here? Well, see, what he did, friends, is he was getting extra credits by his professors, his revisionists, that were giving him extra credit to protest me. Then he comes in and finds out what he was protesting.
That's right.
And he didn't realize it, so he had to come in and figure out, wait a second, I got to see who I'm protesting.
Yeah.
But you had a mouthful to say about me prior to him coming in, but when he came in, he was just sitting there with his jaw on the floor saying, whoa, I didn't know this. Well, what gives? What are you doing here? He couldn't answer that. No, because now you know you stuck both feet in your mouth, bro,
that's right.
Is what happens.
What he was protesting is something that somebody else put in his mind. And then when he got to experience the reality and the truth of it, he had nothing to say.
Yes. Speaking of leaders, those that are willing to lead you all the way to hell in your country, friends, because, well, I hate to say it, if the American people allow them. President Obama met and shook hands with South Korean internet sensation PSY at a holiday concert in Washington Sunday night, and the controversy surrounding the rapper's 2004 anti-American comments calling for the killing of Yankees who have been torturing Iraqi captives. PSY, whose hit Gangnam Style has become the most watched YouTube of all time. He apologized Friday for a 2004 performance in which he said U.S. soldiers fighting in Iraq war should be killed slowly and painfully. PSY rapped on a South Korean band's 2004 song, Dear Americans, kill their daughters, mothers, daughter-in-law, and fathers. Kill those blanking Yankees who have been torturing Iraq captives, PSY rapped on a Southern Korean band's 2004 song, Dear Americans, and more vile verses followed. Kill those blanking Yankees who ordered them to torture. Kill their daughters, mothers, daughters-in-law, and fathers. Kill them all slowly and painfully. The video showed PSY smashing a model U.S. tank on stage while singing these lyrics. But Barack Hussein Obama invites him to the White House.
Please.
I'm trying to figure out, Jake,
for Christmas.
I really am. I'm trying to figure out what it's going to take for the American people to realize that the enemy of this state or the enemies of the state are the ones that are actually in this administration.
Yeah.
He's arming your enemies. He's violating your Constitution. He's bringing in rappers that teach your kids how to kill their brothers, their sisters, and their fathers. And I'm just trying to figure out, when are people going to say enough is enough? What is an impeachable offense, friends? I'm curious. What defines crime to you, friends? Because if you did this in any sense of the word, if this man went into a public school and started teaching him that, and started rapping in a public school those lyrics, he would be arrested. But the President of the United States can bring him in for a Christmas holiday?
Mm-hmm.
Party?
And not
that's a little weird. Yeah, you think?
And not make mention of it. Here's the thing. I understand a lot of things get slipped through and slip by in the cracks.
No.
This is willful and deliberate. But I think there is people that actually maybe think,
you mean
well,
like his wife saying this all this for a flag?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, stuff like
that's
that. Are
I mean,
you talking about? Or like Benghazi or Fast and Furious, Jake, or Obamacare and all the details with Obamacare? I mean, is that what you're talking about?
They don't address it later on and at least own up to it. They don't take down other people's comments that they've made, like when the union boss came in and said, let's get those SOBs.
Yeah.
No comment from the White House at all.
No.
Now, I get it. Obama can't control his list. But you know what? Through his silence, he is condoning exactly what he did.
Listen,
and through his vocal.
Let me say this.
Forfeit.
It's called an accomplice, brother, from
That's
another
right.
mother. If I'm in a car and a guy's dealing drugs.
Yep. And you know it.
And he gets pulled over.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't even have to know it, Jake. I can be in the car with him. He can get pulled over and I can get busted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can be an accomplice to that crime inadvertently, knowingly or unknowingly. Back in about 1994, I was on tour with the band. We were in Louisiana. We were touring all over the country at that particular time. And I was with a girl that liked to smoke dope. I didn't know she smoked dope. I just met her when I was a heathen. And we were playing a place called Pinochles in Louisiana. And I drove around with her, and she got pulled over. Well, the cop digs up some marijuana out from in between her seat that she tucked away.
Mm-hmm.
The cop pulls me out and said, "Where'd you get it?" I said, "It's not mine." What's interesting, friends, is I was the only one in the band that didn't do drugs. The only one. So the band thought that was really funny. I sat in jail for 3 hours. Jake, I didn't know she had dope in the car.
You know what the difference between you
this is 20 years ago. I just need, right. Folks, I just need to reiterate this because of the ignorance that follows the radio program at time from those that listen. They like to pick and choose like a bunch of pigeons picking peas as to what they hear me say. But so in saying that, it's interesting that I was the only one, but I was an accomplice.
Yeah.
If the bar owner didn't know the sheriff, I would have sat there the entire night, and I would have probably went to court the next morning.
Yep, you would have.
Yeah, I didn't know she had it, though.
And you said that to the police.
What a loser,
right?
No. I was being a wise guy. No. I just kept telling him it wasn't mine. This isn't my stuff.
Well, the point I'm trying to make here is that Obama isn't denying any of this. He's not apologizing for any of this.
No.
He just does it right. It'd be like if you said to the cop, "So what if there's drugs in your so what if it's
wrong? Are you telling me 4 years after all the assaults on the American people, are you telling me that he doesn't know what he's doing? He knows exactly what he's doing.
Exactly.
And people, it's interesting how people, namely professed conservatives,
they'll be the ones that give him the pass.
They will. They'll say, "Oh, what is the problem? Or is he angry with them?" Folks, when are you going to figure out he's there to destroy who you are?
Yep.
You just haven't figured that out. And you can look at it by the fruit on his tree if you want to pay attention to the fruit on his tree.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you know.
You know what? You're speaking of these, you know, the professing or whatever, the conservatives. Pastor John MacArthur, and we don't have time to bring this in fully right now, but I want to put a little salt on people's tongues. Pastor John MacArthur, a lot of people know him. I personally don't know him. I've heard his name before.
Yeah, I know who he is.
He's in California. This is what he said in one of his recent sermons. "Democrats adopted the sins of Romans 1 as their platform, but it gets better than that, folks, because I'm going to show you why they did that, because it's been tolerated by leaders, such as John MacArthur, out of his own mouth, you're going to hear it."
Well, because the American people don't believe that someone would actually want to do the things that he's doing. That's what, but you know what? Ignorance is bliss, isn't it?
Yeah.
Bradley and Jake, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Judith Reisman, PhD, and I am visiting professor of law at the Liberty School of Law and president of the Institute for Media Education. Sons of Liberty is an important, incredibly valuable resource for anyone who tries to keep up with where our world has been and where it's going. I urge people to listen. Have a good day.
Amen. That was Judith Reisman, friend. She used to be a part of the Department of Justice in Reagan's administration. Very cool lady. You know what? Did you guys know that Wikipedia was started by an individual who made his fortune off pornography?
Wow.
Oh, my. Well, that's why it explains the half-truths all the time.
Yep, explains the channel.
Wow. Go ahead, Jake.
So many people out loud, you know, that was in the past, you know, I mean, gosh, can't you just give... No, every channel that has poison, just like Christ said, if it's a corrupt road, it's going to bring forth corrupt fruit.
Totally.
It's always going to bend towards it.
Wikipedia. You want to talk about bent and biased? Yeah. My goodness gracious.
What's the first thing a person thinks of? Wikipedia.
Yeah, lies.
Not real. Anybody can get on there and edit.
Well, you know what? Those lies sometimes work better than for the right.
Yeah.
You know, the left knows how to lie better than the right knows how to tell the truth. That's terrible.
Yep.
You know, and I'm talking about the right. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the patriots.
The right.
And again, folks, we got to keep in mind that when we talk about the patriots and the conservatives, we're talking about the professed. The real ones are the ones that are showing up and they're standing up for their country. You see their actions less than you hear their words.
Yep.
That's really what it comes down to.
Just like Dr. Reisman.
Amen.
But speaking of the right that we refer to at times, Pastor John MacArthur
said
Democrats adopted the sin of Romans 1 as their platform. And as you know, MacArthur told his Southern California congregation, September 30th, I'm not one to talk about politics as such. Red lights would be going off all over the place if I was sitting in that congregation.
Yep.
You don't talk about politics?
Can I say this, Jake? Everybody talks about politics. They're talking about politics in the church all the time. Because when you look at the history of politics, it's important for you to understand, friends. Politics is the science of governments.
Yeah.
Science is the study of creation. Who gave government? God did. Every time that you talk about politics, you're talking about right and wrong, lawful and unlawful. Mm-hmm. They're talking politics in church all the time.
That's right.
Because if the church fails to talk about the moral issues, which at length are always a root and branch of politics, mm-hmm. you can't get away from it. Everything is politics. It really is.
And everything has its same source, which is God. Romans 13 talks about the civil rulers are his ministers. That word translated is the same as a minister in a pulpit.
Yeah, and so what does it say right before that, Jake? Overcome evil with good.
That's right.
So it's always lawful and unlawful. It's always right and it's always wrong.
And who tells us what's right and wrong? God.
What are people complaining about today? Bad politics because they are being lied to. They know it's untrue. They're being lied to. Yeah. Right?
Yep.
So therefore, you're talking about politics. Everything's yep. politics.
So if somebody's being lied to, let's say a civil ruler.
And plus, James Wilson rightly said, I'm sorry, Jake,
yeah.
that the two sciences run together. They're not apart.
They
one of another, friends. They're one of the same.
Because it's of the same God.
Yes.
Put the two jurisdictions.
Totally.
What did the prophets do? They reproved the kings. So when I hear a guy like John MacArthur say,
I'm not one to talk about politics as such.
But listen to what he says.
Therein lies the problem to America.
Problem.
But go
That's
ahead.
That's not a biblical... That's not a biblical stance for a
no. I'm not. I'm no. No. Here's what it comes down to. I'm not one to stand up for marriage.
That's right.
I'm not one to stand up for life and Ooh. Stop those murders that are killing babies in the womb, 3,700 a day.
That's too polite.
I'm not for. That's what he's saying.
Yes.
And every single one of these preachers with no spine
right.
is going to stand before a just and a holy God. And the Bible says that they desire to flee away from the presence of God.
Yeah.
He is holy, friends. And I'm telling you what, it's a good idea to be on his side in everything that you do.
And they flee from their duty. You're exactly right. I'm not one to talk about politics as such, but I was essentially, this is John MacArthur, I was essentially amazed that one of the historic parties here in the United States adopted the sins of Romans 1 as their platform. This is a new day in our country. Do you know why it's a new day in our country, Mr. MacArthur? Because how many pastors like yourself stayed silent as this progression brought us here?
Yeah, D. James Kennedy told me that, Jake. D. James Kennedy, a 68-year-old man from Boca Raton, Florida, used to sit there and look into the camera. You probably all know who he is. Maybe by name, maybe by face, whatever the case might be. He used to look in the camera, and he used to rebuke the professed church in America and say to them, well, 300,000 pulpits remain silent. Babies are being killed in the womb.
Yep.
And he was saying to the church, you're letting them do it.
Yep.
Yep.
And because of that, you know what? His stance, everybody does know him, either by name or by face.
Mm-hmm.
You knew the man because he stood so hard. Now, I was in Southern California not too long ago. You were speaking at some events down there. We're going to be going back, by the way. And as we were down there, I didn't see any billboards or any persecutions or anybody talking that was involved in the battle, the real battle, not this fake fluffy la-la land that America's pastors are in. I'm mm-hmm. talking about the real battle where babies are being killed on a daily basis.
They're not pastors, dude. They need to read Jeremiah 23.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just going to say.
God will deal with these pastors.
Or in Ezekiel when the Lord reproves those
hirelings
pastors.
Is what they are.
They would eat the sheep. They wouldn't feed the ones that were naked.
They open the door to the wolves rather
yes,
than
do.
Protect the sheep from the wolves, that kind of a deal.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now, he finishes this by saying parties, which used to differ on economics, now differ dramatically on issues that invade the realm of God's law and morality. Now, it seems to me, just like you said, these shepherds let wolves in to the realm where the sheep are. He's saying it out of his own mouth.
Yeah.
He should be saying, because of my lack of duty over the past 5 or 6 decades, I have fleeced the flock. I have made money off of God's people. I have not restored to health those that were sick.
Mm-hmm.
I have not reproved wolves and killed wolves and kept wolves at bay from my congregation. But rather from my congregation, I buzz their wool off of their hinies and I make nice clothes with it.
Yep.
I take their money and their wealth. I sell them off. That's what I've done.
Yep. And I hear them right there. Jake?
Pastor John! John!
Yes, yes.
Do you need a new coat?
Now, I got to say, in all fairness, I've never, and friends, it's like this. If God never sends a man that doesn't trouble consciences, conscience means with knowledge. That's all Jake's doing right now. Is John MacArthur, he's probably a really cool guy. I've heard him. He's very sound. But folks, again, you don't pay attention to what they say. You pay attention to the fruit on their tree. And what is the fruit on their tree? What are we dealing with today? And I've said this so many times, and I love you, and I'm going to tell you the truth here. The bottom line is, as we are where we're at because we tolerated these losers to be the leaders decade after decade after decade after decade. Now, if you hired a coach that lost in one season, they would have fired him the first season. But America, namely the professed church, because they would have it so, they like pastors that overlook sin. Mm-hmm. You know what? But I want to tell you something. Jesus said to you, unless you exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you in no wise have any inheritance into the kingdom of God. So it's not your pastor or your priest that's going to get you into heaven, friends. It's you and him all alone. Because on judgment day, it's going to be just you and him.
And they scratch their head. And they say, I was amazed.
Bah.
I'm just so amazed at how things are going so badly.
I'm not one to normally talk about politics.
Bah. I'm just amazed, fellow sheep. Pass the bucket around.
Bah.
Sheep, give into the bucket, sheep, because we're going to...
Oh, come on in.
Oh, come on in. Please,
wolf.
You're welcome to...
Come as you
you're
are. Our Sundays
to.
Are better than Dairy Queen.
Here, sit next to one of my sheep, will you?
Bah.
Yeah, right there is a good spot.
Yes, yeah. And you know what? Those wolves have, what have they done? They have destroyed the flock.
Yep.
You know what? That's why the church needs to stand up and do its job.
You got it.
God has given the church a voice in the wilderness.
Yep.
And it's the voice of Elijah through John the Baptist, friends. Are you listening? Amen. You know, there's a true story told of a man who was laying in bed and his dog kept barking, woof, woof, woof. Yep, there you go. Thank you. Yeah, I'm just doing it for her, friends. I'm ad-lib. Okay, up in the ante, right?
That dog's doing his job.
So anyways, this is what he did. So instead of trying to figure out why the dog was barking, what he did is he went and got his shotgun, that man that was laying in bed, because the dog was barking so loud.
Kept him awake. I mean, it's like 2 in the morning.
See, but he didn't realize that there was someone trying to break in the door downstairs. That's why the dog was barking, right? That's what you're hearing on this radio show every day, friends. So what the man does is he gets out of bed because he can't stand that bark. He shoots the dog. So you know what he does? He goes back to bed.
After he shoots the dog.
After he shoots the dog.
Now he can sleep. Finally, the dog
finally
barking.
Go to bed, yep. And see, what he failed to realize is that dog was there to protect his life. The man broke in the house, went upstairs where the man was sleeping, and he took him out.
Yep.
See how important those dogs are, friends? And by the way, I speak as a man. It's a great analogy to understand who the prophets are, who the apostles are, teachers are, who the body of Christ is, who the pastoral and the evangelist. And we need to understand, friends, that their job is to bark and bark and bark and bark, because they're called the watchmen, and they protect the sheep, and they warn the sheep, and they warn men to flee from the wrath to come. And that's what we're continuously doing on this radio program, because we love. But what does the professed church in America do? They shoot those prophets, don't they?
They shoot
them apostles and those teachers. They shoot at the Holy Ghost, who comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. I speak as a man, but it's a great analogy. And friends, this is exactly what you're up against today.
Exactly.
And they'll have none of the Holy Ghost because they don't want to be convicted of sin, righteousness, or judgment. They're at war with them, but yet the modern church calls them the devil.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
And
they have no understanding of the Spirit. That's right.
And then in society, you have people that are antithetical to the law.
Yeah.
And then they go after the law, not realizing the law is what protects them.
Yes, it is. And interestingly enough, too, it's also interesting to note that Jesus Christ was crucified. Why? But yet, if Jesus was preaching today with the modern preachers preaching, he would have never been crucified, friends.
Loved.
Yes, he would have been. And yet, in John 15, he said, listen, this is my commandment, that you love one another. But if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Why? Because he uncovered men's sin to bring forth a reason for them to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Amen? We're going to come right back. We're going to talk about what, Jake? All right. Great. Grand. That's groovy, Jake.
Let's talk about it.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back. All right.
Facebook too.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
With Kansas. I'd actually just talked to him the other day, and he had told me that he got saved, then he went into Kansas. I thought that was cool. That's a good idea. I mean, the greatest miracle God can perform is take an unholy man out of an unholy situation, clean him up, make him holy, and then send him back into that unholy situation.
Keep them
to get others out. Isn't that how that works? Seek and save that which is lost. Who will go to the highways and the byways? Yeah. And the Lord says to you, church, America, he says, ask of me, and I'll give you the heathen as thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth is yours. Right?
Sure.
Psalm 2. Real quick, Jake, I did want to say this before you hit the next topic.
Yeah.
And Mexico, friends, just to show you how these people are, Confederate. They're doing this, together. I'm trying to make it real simple. I got these big words that pop up. They bubble up into my head, and then I say them, and people don't know what they mean. So I have to kind of just slow my roll and use common sense meaning, like James Madison said,
common sense word.
The father of our Constitution. But in Mexico, just listen to this carefully, friends. In Mexico, they just rendered heterosexual marriage unconstitutional. This is happening all over the world, friends. What a coincidence.
Yeah.
And just keep in mind, this administration is now doing the exact same thing through Alina Kagan. And friends, if you haven't went to WorldNet Daily yet, it was on the front page just the other day. Go ahead and check out this last article. She is responsible. She sits as one of the 9 justices on the Supreme Court. And she is responsible for radically queerifying Harvard. Folks, you're not dealing with people that think like me and you, and they are creating enemies out of the righteous. And I want to say to you, people that are creating enemies out of the righteous, woe unto you when you put light for darkness and darkness for light. You're not in a good place to set yourself against heaven.
That goes back,
because surely you will fall on your own back.
It goes back to what you just said before. You're actually taking away, you're shooting the dog that is guarding you. You're tearing down the walls that protect your city when you start to go against God's law. If you go to rightsidenews.com, it's on the front page now today posted, this article that Bradley did about Alina Kagan, the Supreme Court justices. And not to take us too far off topic, but this is so important that you understand how this is a concerted effort by a few. And it's even globally, as you just brought up, in Mexico and certain laws. Why do they try to make us more like international players? We don't need international guidance. We have our Constitution that can guide us just fine. Another judge just recently in North Carolina, there's a Choose Life license plate. It just says Choose Life on it. You can get your own license plate that says Choose Life, has little kids on it, smiling, blah, blah. The judge said that was unconstitutional to have a license plate that said Choose Life unless you make one that has something about pro-choice.
No way. No way.
Dude, judge said
it's
that.
It's coming now. Now we're going into the stages of civil disobedience.
Yes.
Because these people are way off the mark, and everybody knows it, mm-hmm. and they do too. They just want to see how far they can push you backwards, friends. That's
exactly
all they're doing.
They'll gauge you on that. And it goes back to the very reason we were talking about John MacArthur last segment. The spiritual leaders, the Christian leaders, the church leaders. As a matter of fact, if I remember correctly, you study in the Old Testament, any time Reformation was brought through kings.
Oh, well, that's politics.
Exactly. Guess what they based it on? The Bible and the laws of Moses. Our spiritual leaders, so-called, quote-unquote.
Yeah.
I think the best
lack
analogy
of spiritual leaders.
The best analogy you've ever made. We had a coach in Minnesota. He was a black guy. His name was Dennis Green, I think was his name. This was a while ago. He lost. He would bring them to the playoffs every year, but he would never get to the big bowl game. Guess what Minnesota did? They fired him. He didn't get him to the Super Bowl. That was his purpose why he was hired. But as you said before, our spiritual leaders in America, well, you know, God's just merciful, or it's just the end times. Our spiritual leaders are great, and they'll pack out stadiums, and they'll even pack out mega churches like he has.
Usually when you hear it's end times, really what they're doing, friends, is telling you they are telling on themselves for not keeping the commandments
That's
of
right.
God.
Can't do it.
Yep.
I know this is our fault, and he even said it. I want to use another example. And
please
I am so appreciative of what the bishops in America are doing right now and how they're contending with Obama through a lawsuit. But I want to bring this up, and I brought this up a long time ago, actually.
Bring it up again, Jake.
That
we're all waiting.
If the bishops would have been speaking out about the issues, politically speaking,
mm-hmm.
because that's exactly what he's doing. He's taking a gun to the head of America.
Yeah.
We have abortion. Hello.
Yeah.
If they would have been speaking out as loudly and as clearly as they did, for instance, in this last election cycle.
And aggressively, yes.
We would have never had to have had a lawsuit.
No.
Because we could have spoke out it against. And imagine the power and the resources involved in just the Catholic Church, for example, across America. Not to mention the church as a whole, including the Protestant churches. If they would have spoke out then, we wouldn't have had the issues.
Did you say Protestant?
Yes, the Protestants.
Man, you're just... I get these thoughts.
What does that mean?
I'm total recollecting.
Recollecting?
I'm total recollecting.
It's time to recollect what Protestant
means. It's time
means.
To rectify
Man,
the situation. Protestant.
Yep.
Hang on, let me say it slow. Protestant. Protestant. D. James Kennedy. Let's go back to this guy again. He told me right before he passed away, a year and a half after I met with him, he had told me that he had a pastoral meeting, convention. And all these pastors come from all over the country, all over the world. The pastor came up to him and says, why is your church being protested by them homosexuals outside?
It's not very glamorous.
No. D. James Kennedy, a 68-year-old man at the time, looks at the pastor and says, you mean your church isn't being protested?
Hallelujah! What does that mean, Bradley Dean? I don't understand. Are you saying that our churches should be protested? Oh, that'd be awful!
Yeah.
Can you imagine what that would do to our offerings?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be terrible. Then how would we build our kingdoms for Jesus? You're
reminds
a lunatic.
It reminds me of the Pope back in the day that kept trying to... He was literally using indulgence to keep creating his own kingdom. Mm-hmm. And he died in the process because he stood up against Martin Luther.
And bankrupt.
Wrong prophet. Yeah.
And bankrupted.
Yeah, he did.
Oh.
Poor guy.
Standing, but
I do like,
do?
I did like that bald spot in the back of his head. I thought that was cool. Yeah,
that's artistic.
Yeah, it is. Very freaky, weird. No wonder they never got married.
Yeah?
Yeah. then they turn gay on each other, right? Whoa.
That doesn't happen.
No. Dude, why would you put a little bald spot in the back of your head like that?
That's a, you know, humility.
Yeah, it sure is. It's man-made.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
And they trusted in their mad-made methods, and man-made methods.
You said mad-made. Yeah, I agree. Mad-made.
Mad as well.
Mad. They're together.
And then there was
one in the same, Jake. One in the same.
And then there was a man named Martin Luther.
Yeah, who stood up and said no more.
Against man-made methods. And he spoke to who?
Methods.
Kings?
Methods. Let's finish those words off. Because I do that once in a while, too, and people laugh at you, and you're trying to figure out why they're laughing at you. They're trying to tell you you got stinky cheese in your pocket. Don't keep smiling if you got stinky cheese in your pocket.
Take that smile off your face. Maybe it's a squint to get away from the fumes of the cheese.
It could be.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of that guy back out in Key West.
Yeah, the cook at the at the restaurant.
Sorry.
Why do they look like that?
Yeah.
So going back to the issue, prevention is always better than cure.
Yes, it is.
And the church has always been a preventer. And when the church cast off restraint.
That's
God
love.
Sends prophets.
Yes.
And what do prophets do again? They come to prevent because God loves.
Yeah, that's right. As many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. Mm-hmm. Chasten means to inflict pain or suffering, to humble or to improve. Right. If people would study these words out, they would know them.
Yeah, I think
and
so.
They would understand the love. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Let love be without dissimulation. Let love be found without iniquity, lawlessness, friends. Let those that name the name of Christ depart from lawlessness. So love and law are one and the same. Again, God gave his law because he loves. They're not separate. I just did a Christian school in Michigan. I had to tell them how the church has separated love and law. No, God gave his law because he loves. And the law is the converter of the soul. And if you read Psalm 19:7, you'll see that the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. And then when you go to the New Testament in Galatians 3:24, wherefore the law is our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ that we might be justified by faith. So what brought us to the foot of the cross? The law does no more than to drive us to the foot of the cross, and there we have Christ. Read his Ten Commandments. It's moral law, not ceremonial law, friends. Is moral law. Ceremonial law has been done away with in Christ. And when you read the New Testament, keep in mind, Jesus said nowhere did he abrogate the law of God. He magnified that law.
He made it a point to say it.
Think not that I come to destroy the law and the prophets. No, I didn't. Not one jot nor one tittle shall in no wise pass until all be fulfilled. He was a preacher of the law to the Jews that were broken by the law. And when you see poor in scriptures, friends, keep in mind that is those that lack the righteousness or the destitute of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Not they're broke. You get it?
It's not their pocketbook.
No, no.
In fact, I think government is comprised of what? There's a bunch of laws, and their job is to uphold those laws. And who's the lawgiver? The two work one and the same. As I said, in Romans 13, the word minister, when he's referring to civil leaders, there's no power but of God. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. It's the identical same as what you as a pastor or you as a preacher in your church is supposed to be.
Amen. We love you by what we do, friends. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio, 1 John 3:18, talking 23. See ya.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.